Gambling harm study sparks action in Liverpool. The city of Liverpool is intensifying its efforts to tackle gambling-related harm following the release of a study that sheds light on the severity of the issue within the local community. The research was commissioned by Liverpool City Council in collaboration with Liverpool John Moores University, LJMU. Analyzing data from various sources, such as the Merseyside Violence and Community Safety, MERVICOM, it identified critical risk factors and vulnerable groups susceptible to gambling-related harm. According to the study, almost a third, 30%, of adults in Liverpool gamble regularly, with 12% at risk of harm, nearly twice the national average. Furthermore, the research found that nearly 25,000 adults in Liverpool had been exposed to gambling-related harm in their households while growing up. Quote, "The research, carried out in partnership with Liverpool John Moores University, is a vital step in identifying those most at risk and ensuring they receive the right support. We are committed to continuing this work alongside our partners, taking proactive action to prevent harm and provide help where it's needed most." Councillor Harry Doyle, Liverpool City Council's Cabinet Member for Culture, Health and Well-being. Collaborative effort to combat gambling harm. In response to the study, Liverpool City Council and LJMU have joined forces to launch an initiative to combat the financial, mental health, and social devastation caused by problem gambling. This effort unites a range of stakeholders, including healthcare experts, law enforcement agencies, charities, and organizations representing individuals with lived experience, to create a data-driven action plan. Quote, "This initiative reflects Liverpool's dedication to protecting residents from the adverse effects of gambling, fostering a healthier and more resilient community. Stakeholders from various sectors will work together to refine strategies, implement policies and ensure sustainable interventions that address gambling-related harms effectively." Professor Matt Ashton, Director of Public Health,